This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. First, tellers gave way to ATMs. Then bill paying changed from stamp licking and envelope stuffing into online clicking. And today, President Bush endorsed, with his signature, legislation that allows banks to clear checks electronically. That means that any bank can approve the transfer of funds that a check represents without actually possessing the little slip of paper. Up to now, only banks that made special arrangements with other banks could use virtual checks. The new law gives all banks that privilege. If this seems like good news for banks and customers, it does have a potential downside for would-be commercial pilots. Under the present system, tens of billions of checks are moved around the country each year by air. At night, planes all over the country fly checks from bank to bank so they can clear. Brian Janis is the owner of Spinner's Pilot Shop in Dayton, Ohio. He told our staff that transporting checks is an opportunity for pilots to build up the flying experience they need to advance.
Well, the dream of most pilots is to fly commercially. One of the biggest stumbling blocks, if you're not coming from the military, is getting multi-engine time. So aircraft that have more than one engine. As you try to proceed to build your time, one of the biggest issues is really cost. It's very expensive for a young pilot to go ahead and rent one of those aircraft. So you try and look for opportunities of getting multi-engine time and not paying for it. Usually you're not getting paid yourself, but you're getting the opportunity to build some time, build some experience with someone else that has quite a bit more experience than you. And one of the ways to build that time is certainly to run the night routes of running checks through the evening.
Spinner's Pilot Shop owner Brian Janis in Dayton. Not far away, Bill McNabb is chief flight instructor at Aviation Sales in Miamisburg, Ohio. He says for his students, moving checks is the best way to build up their flight hours.
The point is, this is a scheduled thing, and the banks need to do that on a routine basis. The charter flights and other stuff is on demand, so they may or may, you know, there may not be a scheduled routine for it.
Bill McNabb says that if banks take full advantage of the new legislation, he's not sure how his students will log enough hours. Thus, in one stroke of the pen, President Bush has advanced two laws, a law that promotes modern banking and the law of unintended consequences.